words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Welcome to another program with Truths to Live By, a ministry of Harriman Baptist Tabernacle in Harriman, Tennessee. You're listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. I pray we would be a blessing to you today.
Oh, sinner, bow down with the load of sin. Come to the cross, come to the cross. In Christ is redemption, new life within. Come and be justified, 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 justified wholly through Christ. The cross is the fountain for every need. Come and be justified.
With our Bibles open to 1 Corinthians, we begin our study in the 4th chapter. Find your place in the Word of God as I go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I need your touch. I pray that the truth of God would have free course today, and you would prick the hearts of the listeners, strengthen them in their faith, encourage them in their walk, reprove those who are straying far from thee, and bring them back unto yourself. Lord, we thank you for the grace, mercy, and peace that you constantly give to our lives. And we bless your holy name. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And so our Bibles are open to 1 Corinthians 4. And I want to remind you very quickly, as we have been going through these chapters, we find the Apostle Paul giving an entreaty in each of these chapters. He begins in chapter 1, pointing the saints to Christ and his cross. He is calling the church to unity. He is reproving them concerning open strife in the local church. In chapter 2, his further entreaty, he points the saints to God and his glory. Reflecting back on the preaching of the cross and the wisdom of God and the power of God therein, he deals much with the testimony of God and the things of God, even that wonderful truth of inspiration and illumination by the Holy Spirit. And then in chapter 3, he gives a fearful entreaty, pointing the saints to the Lord and his laborers. We find much truth that takes us into the very judgment seat of Christ. And therefore, we come now to chapter 4. And here is Paul's final entreaty due to the open strife in the church of God at Corinth. Here he points the saints to the Master and his ministry. If you noticed, Paul repeatedly and every time points the believers to God. It was to Christ and his cross, to God and his glory, to the Lord and his laborers, now to the Master and his ministry. We take up our reading in verse number 1. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self. For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God. And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that ye might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it? We find in the first 15 verses of this chapter an account of the ministry. Paul, he takes the believers and he writes it down, so to speak, to give them an account of the ministry. You find an appeal from the minister in the last portion of the chapter. But now for this account. First of all, there is the witness of a steward. Paul says in the first two verses, there is an appointed place we should keep in mind. An appointed place. Paul said, remember that Christ has appointed certain ones to be ministers, to be stewards of the mysteries of God, and to them due respect should be given according to that which is written. No, they should not think of men above that which is written, but they should also not think of men below that which is written. You see the master and his service in verse 1. Paul said, we are the ministers of Christ, and you should so account of us. Oh, that the church at Corinth would see these men as Christ's ministers, placing these preachers in a position of humility. They are servants. They are ministers. They are leaders, yes, but leaders who serve, who lead by example, who lead with integrity, who lead with humility, knowing that Christ is the master and they are but the ministers. The errand boys for the king, those who are waiting at his table to do his bidding. But they are also stewards of the mysteries of God, a position of honor, to have the heavenly mysteries given unto them, and then those heavy responsibilities to see that the people of God are given the great mysteries of God in the New Testament truth, as laid out by Paul, the apostle, to the Gentiles. And then we see not only the master and his service in this appointed place, but there is the master and his standard. Look at verse 2. Moreover, it is required, it is a must, it is a necessity, there is a standard set. It is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. And brethren, you may not be much, but you can be faithful. This is something that anyone can be. I may not be a great singer, and I certainly am not. I may not be a great preacher, and I certainly am not. but I can be faithful by the grace of God. You say, preacher, I can't sing. Preacher, I can't even walk. Maybe you're in a wheelchair and the strength of your legs is gone. You're handicapped and you cannot walk. My heart goes out to you today, but I can assure you, you can be faithful. You can be faithful to pray for this preacher, for your pastor, for the peoples of the world. God's people can be faithful. And brethren, those of you that are called to preach and called to lead and called to stand in a place of service, realize that the standard of the Master is that you be faithful, full of faith, and faithful to stand and serve and kneel before God in this life, that you might lead the people of God to the green pastures that He has set before us. Preacher, why do you say we should be faithful to kneel before God? Because the only way forward is down on our knees in prayer. Well, we recognize we are nothing, and Christ is everything. There is an appointed place to keep in mind. It's a place of faithfulness, the Master's standard for the Master's service. He has called us. He has delivered unto us the mysteries of God. He gave them to the apostles and to Paul and his companions. But now they have been preserved for you and I in the English Bible. For those of us here in America, the King James Bible, translated in 1611, updated for spelling in 1769. And I thank God for the beloved King James Bible, for what it means to my life, what it's done in my life. And may we take these precious truths of the Word of God and understand that these mysteries of God, those truths which were previously hidden, they did not know about the church in the Old Testament. It was a mystery, but now, in this New Testament day and age of grace, the dispensation of the grace of God, the church of the living God, is being manifested, is being made known. Brethren, study this book. Brethren, love this book. Brethren, be faithful to this book. Let us stand and preach its wonderful truth. May we stand in the marketplace. May we stand on the street corner. May we stand in the pulpits across America within our churches. May we stand up in the nursing homes, stand up in the jailhouse, stand up at the White House, stand up at the poorhouse and any other house that you might find yourself preaching. Know that you stand with a heavenly book, with heavenly mysteries, and that God has given us the inestimable riches of God's grace in Christ Jesus to preach to all the world. We thank you for making this ministry a part of your day. And in closing, we want to point you to the words of our Lord in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. He answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And truly, it is written. God's Word, every word, presents us with truths to live by. You've been listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. Please send all correspondence to Truths to Live By, P.O. Box 575, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748. Or you can email us at bmarkcooley@gmail.com. And finally, brethren, pray for us.